The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Capital Land will combine Ascott Residence Trust, or Ascott REITs, and Ascendas Hospitality Trust, AH Trust. The merger, which happened sooner than expected, will make the largest hospitality trust in Asia Pacific and the eighth biggest globally, with a total asset value of $7.6 billion. Ascott REIT is offering to acquire all of AH Trust's units via a trust scheme for $1.24 billion in cash and stock. But the question we're asking this morning is, how did their shares fare after the announcement? We get a bit of a first day post-mortem type of thing. AH Trust units closed 6.5 cents or 6.7% higher at 1.04 yesterday. Punters pushed the units closer to their consideration value of $1.0868 under the trust scheme. On the other hand, Ascott REIT units pulled back from a six-year high, closing 3 cents or 2.3% lower at 1.28. Meanwhile, Capital Land rose 1.4% to close at 3.68. What's next after this merger? Well, on the line with us is Bae Siew Kim, Chief Executive Officer, Ascott Resident Trust Management. Siew Kim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us. We've had a day to digest everything, so let's get into it, all right? Could you walk us through the thinking behind Capital Land deciding to merge Ascott Resident Trust and Ascendas Hospitality Trust? I mean, this was raised as a possibility back in April by Capital Land, but what kind of synergies, what kind of overlaps are involved here?
I guess I can speak from Ascott REIT's perspective. This
sure.
combination is a win-win for both unit holders of Ascott REIT and Ascendas Trust. I mean, as you said, this combination will consolidate the position of the REIT as the largest hospitality trust in Asia-Pac. Total assets of more than $7.6 billion. And what that means is that it gives us size and scale, and we will be the representative for this sector. And we will be the go-to trust for investors who want exposure in hospitality in the Asia-Pac. And this will definitely translate to better liquidity and lower cost of capital for our investors. I guess what's also important is that you also facilitate our inclusion in the NAREIT index, and there will be potential positive re-rating for the stock. So it's all good things.
For sure. I mean, with an increase in skill comes an increase in influence. But then at the same time, sometimes, you know, when these things happen, you also look at the kind of cost savings. Are we expecting any cost savings? And more importantly, are we expecting any, say, redundancies or job cuts as a result of this?
No, definitely not. I mean, the merger, the managers will be merged into one entity. In fact, it's going to be a greater and stronger team coming together to grow the REIT and the trust. So, no, in fact, there will be lower cost of capital arising from this combination, and therefore it's a win for our unit investors.
That's positive news. Thanks for that. Well, how much more firepower will the combined entity have, and how is it going to change in terms of the approach that you take for, say, expansion and acquisitions?
So Ascott REIT is very focused on growing the performance of the REIT and growing the returns for our unit holders. We'll continue to focus in delivering stable returns through our continual portfolio optimization, acquiring equity assets. And with this combination, it actually increases our debt headroom by 1.25 times to $1 billion.
Bae Siew Kim, Chief Executive Officer, Ascott Resident Trust Management, on the line with me. Siew Kim, what is the next step for shareholders? I mean, is there anything they should keep in mind ahead of the EGM that's coming up?
Yeah, we will be keeping in touch with our investors and our retail investors, but most importantly, they need to vote for this transaction in order to reap the benefits of this combination. So there'll be EGM coming up for them to vote. Yep, sometime in October this year.
Monetary Authority of Singapore, we were talking a lot about this. They're currently seeking views on raising the 45% leverage limit for S-REITs. What is your view on this, and what are your current gearing levels?
Our current gearing level is 36.9%, and that gives us a debt headroom of $1 billion. So we are positive on the news by MAS to increase the gearing limit. I think it gives us a lot more flexibility to manage our capital, and more importantly, also grow the fund and increase the asset for the returns of our unit holders.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me this morning. On the line has been Bae Siew Kim, Chief Executive Officer, Ascott Residents Trust Management. Siew Kim, thanks again and have a good weekend in advance.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.